Lord.
Amen.
No one knows, not even the Son.
Amen.
And then we're going to Romans.
Romans 2:12 reads as such, all who sin is apart from the law. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. And all who sin under the law will be judged by the law.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
Ephesians 2, verse 12. Look at 11. Therefore remember that you were once Gentiles in the flesh who are called uncircumcision by what is called a circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. I'm going to go to 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Oh, I read the wrong one.
What did you read, sister?
I was in 3. How did I do that?
You read?
I read Ephesians 2. It's supposed to be Ephesians 6.
Okay, let's get to Ephesians 6 and 18.
I don't know how.
All right, I didn't even notice, actually.
Okay, Ephesians 6, verse 18. I'm going to 17. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and a supplication of the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen.
Amen.
Always be in prayer. Even when you're walking around, we should be in a prayer mode.
Amen. True.
Now we're going to go to Psalm 68:1. Are you there?
Psalm 68:1 verse reads as such. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him.
Amen.
Amen.
And now 1 Thessalonians. Okay. Where are you? There we are. 1 Thessalonians. Let's get this right. Chapter 5, 6 to 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. I'm going to go to 20. Do not despise the prophets. Test all things, hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Amen. And now we're going to read the third line. Third line, okay. Oh, now my book changed. Here we go. Here we are. Okay, line 1 and 2, third line, last paragraph, 6. Interceding for others, making their requests known. So it's Philippians 4, 6. Are you there?
Philippians 4, 6. Yes, I am. And it reads as such, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Continue in 7. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
1 Timothy 2:1 to 2. Therefore, exalt, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made to all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Amen.
Amen and amen. And then I'm at James 5:16.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads as such, Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
Amen. We read that before.
Yes, we did.
It's good to get it into your heart, right? Now we're going to the fourth line of paragraph 6 on page 68 of the Court of Dispersal. Got that right, line 4. So it says, interceding for others, making the request known, line 4. Then with patience, listening for his voice of authority to answer. So we're into Psalm 27:14. Are you there?
Yeah, I am there, and it's perfect. It speaks about patience because Psalm 24:14 says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart, and wait for the Lord.
Amen. Yes, we need to wait for his answer, don't we?
Amen, amen.
And we're supposed to be patient, but sometimes we're not. So Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen.
Amen, amen. And that's the most read verse about waiting upon the Lord. And thank you. And I love that because when we wait, that verse speaks about being energized, being refreshed, being refilled, and having wings.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God.
Actually, I've prayed that before. It would have been really, really low, like my energy level's been down.
Yep.
Things are going wrong.
Yep.
Next thing you know, it's like I'm soaring above everything.
And that's God's words taking effect within our soul. And sister, I'm glad you mentioned that. Because sometimes we need to pray those words for ourselves at that moment when we're weak or when we're drained or when we feel all our energies out. That encourages us and strengthens us and energizes us.
That's right.
And so sometimes we need to encourage ourselves in God's word.
Right. Amen.
As I make that statement, Richard, note to self, encourage yourself in God's word. Thank you, Lord.
A lot of times we have to encourage ourselves because a lot of times there's not anybody around to encourage you. The phone doesn't ring, nobody knocks the door, you're working, you're by yourself.
And sister, a testimony, the Lord keeps reminding me every time I'm here on Friday, Richard, the words I speak and his words that I speak is for myself, as always, is for me to hold on to. Not just to speak it, but to speak it, but then allow it to be part of my daily life, to my existence, to reflect his word through actions and deeds. Not just be a hypocrite and speak his word.
Well, when somebody's going to preach the word, the words are for that person first.
Amen.
Then to the congregation.
Amen.
And it's the same here.
Amen.
The words, these scriptures come down.
Amen.
I read those scriptures.
Amen.
They're for me first.
Amen.
And when we're reading them there, they're here first, but come out of my mouth for others to
Amen.
Hear.
And sister, as you send them, they should be to me second, and then pass it on to God's people. And so I need to take a greater account to that, is what the Holy Spirit is reminding me and speaking the truth to my heart about his word when you present it.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, so now we're on the line 5.
I think, yes.
Boy, okay. That's right. Okay.
We're going yep.
There is only five lines, so that's the last line, actually. We did that one, okay.
No.
Line 5.
There's 6 lines.
No.
Okay.
5 lines.
Gotcha.
Okay, so line 5. Okay, I've got to read line I'm counting to make sure I'm right. Okay. Line 5, line 4, I'm going to read over, and then line 5. Then with patience, listening for his voice of authority to answer, while glorifying him for his wisdom and righteousness. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
All right, so first one's Isaiah 41.
I'm there.
Okay.
And it reads as such. Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord. I'll read it, repeat it again. Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord.
There you go. Comfort. That's who he is. He gives us comfort.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for comforting us.
That's right. Now we've got Romans 8:25. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Right?
Amen.
And then we have James 5:7-8.
I am there, sister, but I want to go up to, let me see what verses 5-8 says. Okay, we're going to go to 7.
Okay.
James 5:7-8. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Amen.
Okay, so we're going to Psalm 38:8 says,
last
see,
line
5.
Continue on line 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. How true that is. And then we got a few here in Psalms. So Psalm 49:11.
That's all yours, sister.
Okay.
I'm heading over to the next verse.
Psalm 49:11. Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever. Their dwelling places, I'm going to start at 10. For he sees wise men die, likewise the fool and the senseless person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. But I'm going to go to 12. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. Amen.
Amen.
So I went 10 to 12 on that one.
Amen.
And then we got Psalm 115, verse 7. I think I got to go up a little higher. Actually, it's a whole thing. Maybe... Maybe, well, it's quite, I don't know if we can do that, can we?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
We can do the
so
whole
it's,
thing, sister.
It's Psalm, oh, I'm on the wrong Psalm, I'm sorry. Psalm 115:7, I had 112. There's a bit of a glare here, I don't know. They again, oh my goodness. I'm going to start here. Start at 1, Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth. Why should a Gentile say, so where is their God? But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Noses they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk. Nor do they mutter through their throats. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. And then it says here, O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. That goes to verse 9. So I went from 1 to 9. And then Psalm 132:7. Mm. 132 verse 7. Let us go into his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Lamentations, are you there?
I'm there. And this is a book we rarely touch on. Lamentations 3:25-26. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the ones who seek him. it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I love that, sister, because salvation is coming. We're offering salvation shortly. So what a beautiful scripture to fit in just before salvation is at the door knocking. We pray that your heart opens and receive the gift that Jesus Christ left at the cross, the gift that he went to the cross, he obediently went to the cross for, to honor and glorify his Father, is the gift that he left for you and me and for every single soul. It doesn't matter who you are, man, woman, boy, girl, male, female, rich, poor, white, black, blue, yellow, green. This gift that Jesus Christ left at the cross, he left for all. We've read so many verses that says everyone is entitled to receive the gift from the cross if you choose to open your heart to receive Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. Now the last verse for line 5 and for the poem is Revelation 5, 11 to 13. Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." And I'm going to go to 14. Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Amen. can receive power when we receive the fire of God. Hallelujah. Day of Pentecost.
Amen and amen. Is your heart ready and open to receive Jesus Christ today? We will be offering the gift of salvation shortly.
Are you going to do... talk about the second poem, what we got out of it, a take on it?
And so, the chord...
of dispersal.
Of dispersal.
Amen.
Page 67 of Poems of Divine Power 2. So, sister, the question that we ask, does our sister still maintain what she always says, that these poems are rooted in Christ, that he is the chief cornerstone of each and every poem? And so we're going to look at this poem paragraph by paragraph to break that down, to, in fact, to confirm that my sister does not waver and she stays on track. And that track has given Jesus Christ all the honor and all the glory. And each poem that she writes is for his purpose, his honor, his glory, but to touch our heart and to point to the cross, to point to Christ, to point to the Bible, to point to salvation, to point to sin, and to point to our soul. And our prayers today is that your heart has been touched, not only by God's word, and the Bible speaks his word is not going to return void. So we pray that it touches and changes the heart of the people today, that you may see the light of the world, and that is Jesus Christ shining in the world through all the brothers and sisters in Christ. So sister, the chord of
Dispersal. I know. I say to the Lord, I got some of these titles. Lord, how do I say that?
Dispersal.
Dispersal.
First paragraph. Sister, if you mind reading that, please.
Okay. The Lord is to be the fulfillment of lives, projecting his love, encasing the soul with the enrichment of his deity, surrounding the body and its glory, magnifying his perfection of pure righteousness.
Okay, and so sister, as we go in this first paragraph, I put him, us. Him first. Look at the first two words, the Lord. There's no question what this poem or who this poem is about or in this poem. So the Lord is the fulfillment of lives. So that's why him, he's identified first in this first paragraph here. And then what you're saying, projecting what? His love.
Amen.
Encasing the soul, that's us, with the enrichment of his deity.
Amen.
And that's the Trinity in there as well. When we're talking about the deity of God, we've got to include the Trinity in there. Surrounding us, the body, that's our body, with his glory.
Amen.
And again, he is the center of this paragraph. And doing what? Magnifying his perfection of pure righteousness.
Hallelujah.
His righteousness.
Yes.
That's why this paragraph, got the title first on here. This is more about Christ revealing to us. So we are his subject here in this first paragraph.
Amen.
Second paragraph, we have us and him. So now we are the student here learning from the master and the teacher. Where pride would fall. And that's our pride now coming in. And that's the thing the Bible says that separates us most from God, is our pride. Sin would dissipate. And it's sin in us, not Christ. So that's why this paragraph is us first and then him. And here he is. And God's desire would be enhanced when seeing the saved reveal in his love. So that's us being saved. How? In his love. It's combined. There's the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit always combine match with us, inspiring others to forsake their own desire. And that's running away from the enemy, because it's always ourself, and we want to seek His will and His purpose. So that come this paragraph here is about us first and then Him. It's us, but Him, we're standing on the foundation of Him, and Him being Jesus Christ. Next paragraph, third paragraph. Read that, sister.
Breaking down barriers by appalling sin, abhorring evil, speaking the word of God, setting hearts on fire.
This paragraph is us and Him first. Us breaking down barriers by appalling sin. The sin is in us. What's the next word there, sister?
Abhorring.
Evil.
Hate. Evil, yeah.
And the evil is in us. And the last line, speaking the word of God, that's Him, setting hearts on fire, us. So it's His, the word of God, setting our hearts on fire. So we are, this paragraph is us, Him, we are standing on the foundation of Jesus Christ here. Next paragraph, sister.
Singing songs of praise and fervently praying, magnifying God's holy name, knowing that the darkness has been confronted by the light of God, Jesus Christ, dispersing the enemy.
Perfect paragraph of balancing of Him and us again. Singing, who are we? We are singing songs of praises, and we are fervently praying. And what are we fervently praying? That we're magnifying God's holy name.
Amen.
Sister, you always talk about giving Him the honor and giving Him the glory. That's what that line represents. We're magnifying God's holy name. We're giving them all the honor and all the glory there. And then it goes on, knowing that the darkness has been confronted by the light of Jesus Christ. So it's the darkness in us that has been confronted by what?
The light.
Of?
God, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. So there is no questioning that the light, and we mention it, He is the light of the world. Sorry. He is the light in the world. Let me get this right. We are the light in the world, shining the light of the world. So God is the light of the world. And you have here by the light of God, and that's Jesus Christ. So if you didn't know who my sister or this poem is speaking about, she clearly identified it is God and Jesus Christ. And we know that it's the Father and the Son right there. And we know when the Father and the Son is together, there's a third entity.
The Holy Spirit.
So that is the Trinity right there in the midst of this paragraph we're referring here. And then look, last part of that. Despising.
Dispersing.
Dispersing who?
The enemy.
And that's the roaring lion roaming around seeking who he can destroy. So we've talked about Him and us, but there is an enemy.
Definitely.
And that is what this battle is about.
Mm-hmm.
It is about the souls of us and the adversary. And in this battle is the adversary, which is the enemy, and our Lord and Savior, the Jesus Christ. And it is about our soul is what this battle is about. Don't we ever forget that. And the fifth paragraph, sister, I have titled, Him in Us. Read that paragraph.
By His right hand.
Go line by line. By what?
By His right hand.
That's Him.
He brings healing and justice to those who have called upon His name.
That's Him and us. Because He brings healing and justice to who? And whom is us? I've called upon His name. And what's the... What's the name that the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess? What name is that, sister?
Jesus Christ. and Lord.
Amen and amen. And continue on the last line.
In ways beyond all understanding, seeing evil fall.
And there's the enemy there, showing his face again, the evil and the word. I love that, sister, seeing evil fall. Because the Bible says victory is already won at the cross. We know who's won the war. The war is over. But we need to stand and fight the battles in between.
Yes, because the enemy tries to make us believe that there's still a war going on and he's still got control. Well, if you let him, he does, because he takes your soul.
Amen, amen, amen. And we're going to move to the last paragraph to confirm whether, in fact, this... Sister, I'm already convinced from the first two paragraphs that this poem is rooted in Christ and he's the chief cornerstone of it. But let's close out and confirm what we already know. And so what's the last paragraph here?
Because the saints stood on guard, being alert in prayer, communicating with God, interceding for others, making the requests known, then with patience listening for his voice of authority to answer, while glorifying him for his wisdom and righteousness. Amen.
Amen. And I have this one, us and him. Because, sister, you start, because the saints, and that's us, when we put our trust in and hope in Jesus Christ, he calls us saints. Is that correct,
that's
sister?
Right. We're saints, yeah.
And my sister's, her warning is always in the poem. Because the saints stood on guard, being alert.
Got to be on watch. Got to be watchdogs.
But the thing our sister always says, she always does, always does. When there's a problem or situation or circumstances, she says, Richard, I went in prayer. I had a problem today, so I went in prayer. There was something came up. I went in prayer. And so the next line says, in prayer. And what is prayer? State exactly what prayer is, sister, in the next words.
Prayer is coming to the Lord God and presenting your requests. Let him know what's going on. He already knows, but he wants to hear it from you so that he can give you the answer. And you should be specific in prayer.
Amen.
But sometimes we're not. Amen. And he still understands.
So here's the second line in this poem. Because the saints stood on guard, being alert, in prayer, communicating with God. And that's what our sisters is mentioning here. Whatever we do, we need to communicate with God. And we can do that in prayer, in a brief conversation, a little chit-chat, a little talk with God.
Jesus, a little talk
with Jesus. But it is in prayer is how we approach that, and it's communicating with God. She then goes on to say, interceding for others. And the Bible speaks that we should take up the cause of others more than ourselves.
Right.
The Bible is about loving God and loving others above ourselves. So sister is staying right on track with what the Bible is teaching here. Interceding for others, making their requests known. And we talked about the patience. We read Philippians. We read all those verses. Jeremiah, wait upon the Lord. And so our sister's reminding us. Read the second to last line there, sister.
The second last one?
Yes.
Then with patience listening for his voice of authority to answer.
Beautiful. Not only is she saying, first of all, have patience. She's saying, with that patience, listen. Listen in that patience for what? For his voice. Whose voice?
God's voice.
But I love how you say here, his voice of authority. His voice always has authority. His voice has authority over some things, everything. All things, sister, which is it?
All things.
And there it is. Then with patient listening for his voice of authority to answer. And while we're waiting in patience, while we're listening for his voice, the voice of authority, to answer our question, our prayer, our petition, we laid in the few sentences before, remember, we're listening, we're praying, we're listening, we're waiting for God, his authority. And while we're doing that, sister, read the last line, what we're supposed to be doing while we're waiting, while we're listening, impatient. What are we supposed to be doing?
Glorifying him for his wisdom and righteousness.
Amen. My sister, she always says this, and she always reminds us. One of the first statements she said before we started this program, and she always wanted me to keep on track. Richard, it's about his honor, about his glory. If we're not doing it for his honor, for his glory, I'm not interested. And so she is closing up here, reminding the readers, while glorifying him, it's about his honor, about his glory, for his wisdom and his righteousness. You did not deviate, sister. The very last line, his glory, his honor, his wisdom, his righteousness.
Amen.
It is about Christ Jesus and not of self. So, the question then I'm going to state, is this poem the chord of this poem?
Dispersal.
Okay. Is it rooted in Christ? Yes. Is he the chief cornerstone of this poem? Yes. Is it founded and rooted on Christ? Yes. Does it hold true to sisters' teaching and reading that all these poems was led and given to her by the leading of the Holy Spirit that honors and glorifies our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Yes. And the one question, the last question I want to ask is, Annalene, our sister, is self in this poem? And I can read the entire poem again, sister, and I can't point self in here. Amen. I can't see where you say, me, my, and my poem, and my story, and my situation, my circumstances. It's not in here. It's about him, his honor, his glory, his wisdom, his righteousness, his authority, glorifying him, his kingdom, his love, his perfection, his desire for our life.
Amen.
Sister, this poem clearly speaks about a God that loves his people, that is leading them to salvation from the sins that we were all born into. Okay. So I'm closing the book on this poem, and I'm putting a check mark and confirming it indeed, it is rooted in Christ. And Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, not only of every paragraph of this poem, but the entire poem itself, which holds true to Poems of Divine Power, Book 1 and 2. And sister, I love it. We need to get back sometimes to the meat and potatoes of these poems and identify, in fact, that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of every single one of them.
Yes.
Amen and amen, amen and amen. You got something to share with our listeners, sister?
I do, but it's from book one.
Oh, sister, what is from book one, book two, or even sometimes maybe give us a little tidbit, a little nugget of book three maybe coming up soon. And well, so you let's share what you've got, our sister.
We were talking about being alone earlier.
Amen.
No matter where we are, we end up sometime, or a lot of the time, alone.
Oh, we think we're alone, but if we're brothers and sisters in Christ, we've got the Holy Spirit with us, and we're never alone.
That's true. So there's a poem in Book 1, Poems of Divine Power, Book 1 now it's called. And I went through, if you want the new book and the new cover, it's author Tranquility Press. So it's Author's Tranquility Press, but you can get it off of Amazon as well. Now, so the poem is called In Christ Alone. It's on page 347 to 348, and I'm going to read it. I stand alone in Christ. Even when I'm with others, I'm not alone. I'm in Christ. Though others may insist that the world is full of all we need, I still stand alone in Christ. No one can give me what I totally need. Only in Christ can it be. Nothing can give me the joy and the peace that surpasses all understanding except Christ alone, the only one who can. When things go wrong, he is faithful to strengthen me so I can stand alone in him and working through the storms of life just fine alone. When I'm tired and cannot go on alone, when the world does not understand, I have no one to phone. I call Jesus, so in Christ I can stand alone. When death prevails, I'll live with him. Therefore, I'm never alone. I am covered and secure in his promises and love, forgiven of all my sins as I cross over to him. I can stand alone. As he gathers me up in his loving arms, I come, knowing I have all I need. I don't stand alone forevermore. Amen and amen.
Scripts on me.
Amen and amen. In Christ alone we stand.
Amen and amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. We pray that all our listeners today, that God's word will claim in and holding on to his promise that his word is not going to return void. That his word that touches and changes the heart of his people have touched and changed someone's heart today. That your heart is now open to receive the gift of salvation that Jesus Christ left at the cross for every single soul. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've done. Jesus Christ's gift is for every single soul. If you put your trust in him, you will be saved. You will be forgiven of your sin. And the Bible says that each person, every single one of us, if we do that, not only will our sins be forgiven, but we'll be granted eternal life and be with him and the Father and the Holy Spirit in eternity forever. Will you come to the throne today? Will you open the door for the knocking that's been knocking at your heart? It's Jesus Christ. Will you let him today? Will you let him into your heart today and receive the free gift at the cross he left for every single soul? Our sister is about to offer the gift of salvation, and our prayer is that your heart is open to receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise and glory for those who are listening and for those who want to renew their salvation, if they've been backsliders, and for those who do not know the Lord. John 3:16-17 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Amen. So if you confess with your mouth that Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you could pray this prayer for me, as I start, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and need your salvation. I believe you died for me and rose from the dead. I call upon your name and ask you to come into my heart and save me. Thank you, Jesus. If you have prayed this prayer, we welcome you. We congratulate you. Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit are looking down at you, smiling. The angels are praising, singing hallelujah, and welcome, 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 as you're now the part of the family of God, and we celebrate you. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And so we say, thank you, Lord. The Bible speaks, when one soul accepts Jesus Christ, all of heaven rejoices. And we know that there's a big time celebration in heaven today. We say to find yourself a Bible believing church to begin your journey and your walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Sister,
yes.
We know it's not going to be easy. We know that the journey is not going to be soft. Now that you've left the enemy's camp and you've come over into the camp of the believers, the camp of the Lord, he's going to come after you with vengeance. He's going to come after you to pull you back into the darkness. But the Bible says you now are a child of the light. You are a child of God, and we should walk in him. And by the way, you've got the Holy Spirit deposited in you to teach us and guide us and to lead us to walk now in this world that we're still living until the time of Christ our Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Sister, offer us our prayer, offer us our salvation, and then you have the closing word.
I thank you, O Lord God, for today, and I rejoice. Well, we rejoice in you, O Lord, for your word that went forth today. For the someone who receives salvation today, we give you praise and glory that your word does not come back void. I ask you, Lord, to bless your people that are out there. Father God, I thank you that you are with them in everything they are doing, O Lord God. and that they will call on your name when they need help, and even just to honor you. We give you all the praise and glory, and thank you for the people who are listening. We thank you, O Lord God, for what you're going to do in this time for them, O Lord. Raise them up, O Lord, out of their sick beds. Raise them up out of their whatever situations they're in, Lord, and surround them with songs of healing. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen, sister.
And we just...
We want to thank you for joining us at CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo and Poems of Divine Power Solution. We are here. We are here every Friday between the hours of 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes, and I want to close out with a blessing.
Yes.
So we just thank you, Lord, that you will bless your people and keep them, Lord. That, Lord, your face will shine upon them and be gracious to them. Lord, we lift up your countenance upon them, and we ask you to give them peace. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and that peace that surpasses all understanding in Christ Jesus. Again, thank you for joining us on this Friday, and we're here next Friday, 11 a.m. at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. And so have a blessed weekend. Goodbye from Richard.
Goodbye from Annie Lean.
And remember this, God loves you, God loves you,
God loves you, amen.
Amen and amen.
Here are a few simple steps to get started. Check out the Radio Waterloo schedule on our website and look for an open time slot. If no open slot currently works, you can still get trained and put on the wait list for a show. You'll be...
Looking for great food, cold drinks, and the ultimate place to hang out? Head on down to Wild Wing at 321 Weber Street North in Waterloo. Enjoy amazing food specials all week long, including all-you-can-eat wings every Sunday. Plus, there's a drink special every day of the week. Take the fun upstairs to our rooftop patio featuring turf, cornhole, giant Jenga, and other games that make every visit a great time with friends, family, or coworkers. Planning a corporate event, team celebration, birthday, or private event? Ask about reserving a rooftop patio for your group and enjoying the exclusive space. For any sports teams, we have discounts and cash back programs. We're open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 11, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 12. So call us today and make a reservation and book your next event. That's Wild Wing at 321 Weber Street North. Hot wings, great sports, cold drinks, rooftop vibes, and good times all week long.
Hi everyone, this is Pepe, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo.
Join us at the Wilmot Rec Center on July 9th, July 23rd, and August 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. for the Nith Valley EcoBoosters Youth Advocates Sustainable Trivia Night.
Hi there, I'm Suzanne Craig-Wittick, host of Reader's Delight on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. You can join me and three fabulous writers at the fourth Sunday of every month from 2 to 3 p.m. Join us then.
Listen to the Agriculture Show with Jeff Stager Tuesdays, 12 noon until 2 p.m. right here on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.
Yo, it's Zaya the Artiste, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. Turn up!
La ligne d'urgence canadienne contre la traite des personnes est active partout au pays, offrant un service confidentiel et multilingue 24 heures par jour pour mettre en contact les victimes et survivants de la traite des personnes avec les services sociaux et d'urgence. Si vous avez des questions, si vous êtes en possession d'informations ou si vous avez besoin d'aide, appelez-nous au 1-833.